Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, new parish office for the Rural Agricultural Development Authority in Trelawny completed, and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Work has been completed on the new building, which will house the Trelawny Parish Offices of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Chief Executive Officer of RADA Lenworth Fulton says the building will be officially opened once the utility services have been connected.
We had to wait for the connection of water, which is there. We have to wait for the connection of electricity, which is there. And we are now waiting for the connection of telephone services.
The office complex is located at the Hague Showground near Falmouth and will accommodate about 22 members of staff. The two-story reinforced concrete building, constructed at a cost of approximately $7 million, will also house the offices of other government agencies, the Jamaica Agricultural Society JAS, National Land Agency NLA, and the 4-H Movement. Mr. Fulton says with these offices located under one roof, farmers of Trelawny and adjoining parishes can be assured of better service. Former Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, the late Roger Clark, said the facility is part of the ministry's plans to improve customer service at RADA and is in keeping with the commitment to advance the development of a modern and efficient agricultural sector. It is expected that over 10,000 farmers in the western region will benefit from the services at the new facility. And now for our proverb of the day.
Can't bury a man alive 14 foot.
And this means, a task must be done completely, or you must finish whatever you start.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Warning, warning, warning! Climate change is happening! We got to do something, no doubt! To the world, we are calling out!
A long time we are upset the ecology!
No climate change is a reality!
No strange weather changes all year round!
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down!
Small islands will feel it the most, especially the people them with the pondy coast!
We're losing the reefs and the beaches, flooded in a coastal community!
Global climate!
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.